sokuyizika desendaba ku VOA indebele. Amachono zihlobo siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Lingani tshona njani izilukandaba olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngenjabulo ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 25 Nhlolanja 2022 ngoChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa losowabo weleBotswana umongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi namuhla baphawule ngokusemthethweni umhlangano wobudlelwano bamazwe lawo mabili edolobheni leVictoria Falls ngokusayinelana ezinye njalo izivumelwano zokusebenzelana.
Kanti vele nxa uhulumende wayevele emele efuna ukuthi elisifiso ukuthi abantwana bakhitshwe wayemelele, ngoba kula bantwana babaminista esibaziyo bafunda khonale abenzi medicine abambalwa basenkingi.
ELeRussia selihlasele ngamandla eleUkraine, ibutho lalo lihahabela esigodlweni iKiev endaweni ezijiyeneyo sokubonakele ngesikhathi abadabuka eZimbabwe abafunda kulelo lizwe bezama ukubalekela kwelePoland. Inkampani kamakhalekhukhwini eNet1 ibikhweze amagagasi okusebenzisa ebulenjini idatha ngesilinganiso esiphindiweyo kabili, kodwa ibikwa isifuna kwehlisa ngemva komkhosi ohlatshwe nguZulu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa losowabo weleBotswana umongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi namuhla baphawule ngokusemthethweni umhlangano wobudlelwano bamazwe lawo mabili edolobheni leVictoria Falls ngokusayinelana ezinye njalo izivumelwano zokusebenzelana. Ababili laba bafike izolo edolobheni leVictoria Falls. UMasisi wancoma uMnangagwa ethembisa ukuba ibandla lakhe eleBotswana Democratic Party leleZANU PF azaqhubeka ngobungane obuqotho. EleZimbabwe leleBotswana sasayinelana izivumelwano ezithiwa ngama-Memorandum of Understanding, ama-MOU, ezingamachumi amabili. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ocubungula izombusazwe ehlala kweleBotswana umnumzana Kelvin Ndlovu.
Engakujwe ukuthi umongameli Masisi uqhubekisa ubudlelwano obabukhona between the former president umongameli Khama lomongameli Mnangagwa starting from 2017 umongameli Mnangagwa esiba ngupresident. Kumele sikhumbule ukuthi umongameli Masisi at the time of 2017 he was the vice president to upresident former president Khama, and uqhubekisa that same foreign policy while khona. In fact, he was part of formulating foreign policy in Aleo, and he uqhubekisa la khona manje ikho uthola ukukhona lama uthokona kule bi-national commission uthokona kule ama discussions around ama memorandum of understanding and those kind of things. Into lezi zisukela kudala ngo 2017, and even maybe even over the years he's been umongameli Masisi has been someone who has been following in a lead foreign policy ecaliswayo ngu president Khama. Akayitshintsha ngu president Masisi, he's following that same cooperation and friendship.
Yena uMasisi ulobudlelwano obunjani lenkokheli yamabandla aphikisayo awamanye amazwe ikakhulu ngasikhangele eZimbabwe?
Ngolwazi lwami angiboni ukuthi kule esingathi thina i-formal relationship between umongameli Masisi le opposition eseZimbabwe. I think maybe umongameli Masisi in this country he is also the president owebandla elibusayo olithiwa yiBotswana Democratic Party, and bona balama esingathi ama agreements abo. I think uyakwazi ukona most of the time ama ruling parties alama fraternal agreements within the region. So BDP yathola ukuthi ilobudlelwano le ANC South Africa, ilobudlelwano le ebusayo eNamibia ibandla elibusayo, and it's similar as well. Bazabe besibalele that cooperation in terms of parties with the ruling parties eZimbabwe. It's not meaning to say ukona kule any kind of hostility, but njengomongameli weBotswana Democratic Party lapha bale that kind of fraternal relationship with other ruling parties, and beyond that bayadibana ku bandlelele kuthiwa yiSADC bangena kulo as governments as fraternal presidents of each country and but as far as in terms of the news what we read and what we hear about and ngibone President Masisi or even BDP ikhuluma isithi bakhulume lo mnumzane uChamisa bakhulume le CCC asikakuzwa lokho but we have heard ukuthi at party level they associate with the ruling parties of amanyama amazwe around the region.
Umnumzana Kelvin Ndlovu ucubungula ezombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni eseGaborone kwele Botswana. Ingcwethi ezibona ngobudlelwano bamazwe omhlaba lezombusazwe zithi ukuhlaselwa kwele Ukraine ngele Russia kungabe kusenzakala khatshana. Ele Russia selihlasela ngamandla ele Ukraine endaweni ezijiyeneyo ngesikhathi abadabuka eZimbabwe abafunda kuleyo lizwe bezama ukubalekela kwele Poland elingumakhelwane. Inhlanganiso yentatheli izindaba iReuters ibika ukuba ibutho lakwele Russia seliseduzane lesigodlo iKiev. Abadabuka eZimbabwe abafika amachumi amahlanu 50 bathi sebengene emabhasini bezama ukuyafika kwele Poland lapho abazathenga khona amatikiti okugada indizamtshina belibhekise ekhaya. Kulabanye abasele emalokitshini anjenge Yevintia abatshelwe iziphathamandla zendawo le ukuba ele Russia lizakwenzani endaweni le. Bathi kungcono bevunyelwe ukuba baye kwele Moldova kumbe ePoland ngoba sebedlela evalweni. Kubikwa ukuba kudubuke amabhomba ambalwa duzane lalelo dolobho ubusuku bonke. Izifundi lezi ziyakhala njalo ngokuthi ziyalahlekelwa izifundo zingasuka kwele Ukraine. Abakunhlanganiso ye-Diaspora Network abagoqela unkosazana Faith Chemari ohlala kwele Germany sebezama ukunceda izifundi lezi eziye kwele Poland. Omunye wezifundi ezikwele Ukraine uLayson Moyo uthi sebethwele nzima kwele Ukraine.
Right now we are still receiving some information from the embassy that maybe we will try to use some other countries such as Romania or maybe Belarus. So we are waiting to hear from them and also to see the situation if it's going to improve tomorrow. Because right now, even if we leave our cities, we're going to be stranded in the road because there is congestion. And also another thing is that maybe the Ukrainian government would also like to move its military and will also be in their way.
Umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya olendodana yakhe eyafunda kwele Ukraine uthi seziphelile izifundo zabantwana beZimbabwe.
Abantwana besikolo abafunda eUkraine basenkingeni enzima kakhulu ngoba bari uhulumende ongelazo izimpahla lothando lokuthi abancediswe ngoba abantu abethu thina babe khona le kuze kuqale impi eDonetsk leCrimea sangena enkingeni ezima kakhulu ekuhluphekeni kwagcina kutshintshwa amaphepha behanjwa kwezinye izindawo. Ngibona ngathi mina uhulumende wethu ubevele kwazi ukuthi kuzaphambaniseka ngoba ulobungani leBelarus. Amabutho eRussia bebekuthelelwa eBelarus lengceleni eye-Ukraine eLugansk eDonetsk eCrimea. Kanti vele nxa uhulumende wayevele emele efuna ukuthi elesifiso ukuthi abantwana bakhitshwe wayemelele ngoba kulabantwana bamaministri esibaze bafunda khonale abenzi medicine abambalwa basenkingeni ngoba ukugijimiswa kathesi sokulempi akusela ama-communication sehlupha ama-flemachina sevaliwe abantwana besikolo abaningi bakhona abalazimota angikhole ukuthi kuzanceda imfundo yabo lesikolo sabo sesiphelile ngoba kuzathatha isikhathi ukuze uhulumende obudlwangudlwangu owugcililwano kaPutin ubalungisise ubalungisele izindawo zakhona. Ngiyakhuluma nje mina ngiyakwazi kakhuluma sasilabantu abethu ababefunda eDonetsk kwasihlupha kwaqeda umnyaka ukuthi silungisise udaba lwethu. Baze bayaqalisa futhi kwenye iyunivesithi Ivanovsk, kodwa hhatshi akumanga kuhle. Sokuphambanisekile abantu abethu, abantu ababo, abantu abamazimbabwe abafunda e-Ukraine, imfundo yabo vele siphelile.
Umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ngolendodana yakhe eyafunda kwele Ukraine ubexoxa le Studio 7 ecingweni eseHarare. Abenkampani kamakhalekhukhwini eNet1 sebekhuphule imali yamagagasi kamakhalekhukhwini idatha ngesilinganiso esedlula ukuphindwe kabili, okulinyathelo elisolwe kakhulu ngabaningi elizweni kwaze kwabangela ukuba inkampani le ithi isifuna ukuguqula imbadalo le yehle njalo. Intatheli izindaba yethu uMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Embikweni othulwe izolo, inkampani yeTel1 ithi amagagasi ayisilinganiso se-10 gigabytes angasetshenziswa ngelanga linye asezathengwa ngamadola eZimbabwe adlula inkulungwane ezilithumi lasithupha, 16,250. Nxa ufuna idatha yokusebenzisa inyanga yonke, isiza kuba ngamadola eZimbabwe afika phose ikhulu, $99,000. Otitshala abaningi bahola amadola azinkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili, 20,000. Abenkampani eNet1 bethule umbiko oqondiswe kuZulu okhalazayo, bethembisa ukuthi bazabhekisisa izikhalazo zikaZulu ngokuqonga kwentengo yedatha. Lokhu iningi elizweni ogoqela labasekeli bebandla elibusayo eleZANU-PF bakhala ngokuqonga kwentengo yedatha. Isiphathamandla sohlangothi lwabasakhulayo kubandla leZANU-PF, uMnumzana Mabutho Moyo, usole kakhulu ukukhwezwa kwedatha.
Indlela abakhweze ngayo ayihambelani lesimo esikhangelane laso kwezomkhonomi. Balutshwana bazenelisa ukuthi bayithenge leyo data, even nxa uthi uyaqathanisa le data wamanye amazwe esigombolezane lawo, uyathola ukuthi hayi, lokho kuzanywa yiNet1 vele akuhambelani lohlelo lwe-SADC, lohlelo lukahulumende, i-National Development Strategy 1, yokuthi sifuna ukubumba okuthiwa ngama-digital economies.
Umoyo uthi osekusenzakala kuzaphazamisa kakhulu lezifundi ngoba kulolwazi abaluthola enkundleni yokuxhumana ebulenjini.
So hayi, sike sahle sabambisana lo mphathi ntambo okhangelane logatsha lwema-communications, simbuza ngendaba leyi e-portals ukuthi ivume njani ukuthi iNet1 ifake, you know, ama-charges afana lalawo. Hayi, esesikutshelwe ukuthi hayi, kukhona osokusenzakala sokuxoxiswana, sithemba ukuthi kuzaphuma impumela ezahambelana loZulu, kuzaphuma impumela ezasuthisa ama-consumers ngoba hayi, le ama-price abesefakwe iNet1 asivumelani lawo njenge-Youth League.
Abanye njalo abachothoze ukukhweza kwembadalo yedatha ngabelinye lamabandla aphikisayo le-Labour Economist and African Democrats League elikhokelwa nguNkosazana Linda Masarira. Isikhulumeli kuleli bandla le-League, uNkosikazi Roslyn Gwese, ulandisa kabanzi ngalokho.
Impilo siyiphila kona kathesi sifuna idatha. Ngaba ubona ukuthi baphi umuntu wonke idatha olukwanisayo singangena emgwaqweni ngokuthi asinganje safumbathi izandla kumbe siguze lengubo. Impilo zethu ziyeka kabuhlungu kangaka. Kathesi sikhangelana ukuthi itechnology yiyo esiphi izinto zonke, ukuthi noma sithengiselana ngetechnology ukuthi izinto zonke iZimbabwe iye phambili yitechnology, siyafinyelela njani itechnology thina singela data. Njengeparastate house thi nje ihulumende abone nje ukuthi uyalungisisa izinto zakhe. We are calling this government of Mnangagwa to order.
UNkosikazi Gwese wengeze esithi okwenzakalayo makungabi liqhinga lababusayo ukuvalela uZulu phandle ukuze angaze akhulumisana ngendaba zokhetho lezombusazwe.
Sithi manje i-strategy yokuthi abantu bengavoti noma ukuthi abantu bengaphanani information ukuthi bevote njani, manje i-election strategy. Sithi hayi bo, asingeke sakala phansi noma ukuthi asingeke savala amehlo ethu isiyenzwa njalo. Sithi hayi, kade sithi high time ukuthi hayi bo, awuyenzi, sicela idatha sicela idatha eliyehlileyo elifinyelelwa ngumuntu wonke oweZimbabwe.
Asisanelisanga ukukhulumisana nomphathintambo ogatsha lwezendlela zokukhulumisana olwe-Information Communication Technology, Postal and Courier Services, umnumzana Jenfan Mswere, ngoba ubelokhe engakayiphenduli imibuzo esimthumele yona ngeWhatsApp. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Live talk lamhlanje siqhubekela phambili sikhangela amalungiselelo okhetho lwama-by-elections oluqhutshwa mhla ka-26 ngenyanga ezayo kaMbimbitho, kanye nohlelo lokubhalisela ukuthola ilungelo lokuvota ole-voter registration. Okwamanje wothi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weleMelika.
Amapholisa eHonduras abophe owayengumongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Juan Orlando Hernandez mhla ka-15 kuyonale inyanga sokukhalaze eleMelika elidinga ukuthi athoniswe icala aletheswayo elokuthengisela amanye amazwe izidakamiswa. EleMelika lithi lizimisele ukulwisana lenkohlakalo liqinise umbuso okhululekileyo lomthetho esigabeni seCentral America, kutsho umabhalane kahulumende weMelika umnumzana Anthony Blinken embikweni asanda ukuwethula. Ukufeza lesi isinqumo, eleMelika selivezwe ukuthi umnumzana Juan Orlando Hernandez ukuluhlu lwabantu abazakala ngenkohlakalo njalo abangananzi intando kaZulu njengalokho okusemthethweni we-United States Northern Triangle Enhancement Engagement Act. Umthetho lo uthi abakuluhlu lolo abanikezwa imvumo yokuvakatshela eleMelika. Umnumzana Hernandez waba yingxenye yoluhlu lolo ngenyanga kaNtulikazi ngomnyaka odluleyo. Abezindaba abathenjweyo bathi umnumzana Hernandez ubeqhuba inkohlakalo ngokusa izidakamizwa kwamanye amazwe, abesesebenzisa inzuzo ayithola kulokhu ukukhankasa kwezombusazwe. Phezu kwalokhu, waqanjwa ngebizo ngomunye umfakazi owathola inzuzo yemali evela kwizidakamizwa lezi ukuthi akhankasele ezombusazwe. EleMelika liyaqhubeka ngokusebenzisa amandla alo okulwisana lenkohlakalo, ukuqinisa ukuhlonitshwa kwezomvikela kanye lokuqeda uncindezelo eHonduras, eCentral America lemhlabeni wonke. Umnumzana Blinken uthi eleMelika lizaqhubeka lisebenza lohulumende weHonduras nabalwela ilungelo loluntu ukuqeda inkohlakalo lokuqinisa umbuso okhululekileyo okugoqela imithetho yokungena kwamanye amazwe. EleMelika lizaqhubeka njalo lisekela intuthuko kwele Honduras ukwenzela ukuthi kube nenhlala kahle kulelo lizwe.
Lolo bekuludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weleMelika. Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu elebulawayo isithi uPhilani Ncube uthi kabalisabi iqembu le-Highlanders kodwa bayalihlonipha njengeqembu elidala hashi elikhulu. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu leBulawayo City lizadibana lele-Highlanders ngesonto okuyilelijike amanye ngaphansi kwengalane yemiklomelo lomklomelo owodwa ngemva kwemidlalo yemine. Kwelinye icele iqembu le-Highlanders lona lihlezi endaweni yeshumi lambili lile miklomelo yemine ngemva kokudlala imidlalo yemine njalo. Loba kunjalo, umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo City uNcube uveze ithemba elokuba umdlalo uzabahambela kuhle ngensonto.
Asithi ukuthi siyayihlonipha kodwa thina ukuhlonipha kwi-Highlanders akubisi sithwale endaweni, akubisi ngabafowethu. Yi-team endala thina siyi-team engu. So hayi sizadlala thina ngendlela esimile sidlale ngayo. So asikwazi ukuzozwana ngomphumela usweniso. Okwakathi thina silandile. Injalo thina sifuna ukwedlula le ndlela. So hayi angazi abafana bengiyokuthula ngilethemba nje 30%. Ingabe 30% izofuza favor thina ngoba bengabanini. Bengabanini kuzo ukuthi abafana.
Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders uMandla Mpofu yena uvumile ukuba umidlalo eba khona phakathi kwabomakhelwane ivele ivame ukuba nzima.
Sina ndawonye, so umdlalo omkhulu kakhulu abantu abangasoze bekhangele phansi nanomuntu obedwa ngikhangele phansi noma bona bephansi belo kodwa abadlali babo ngibona bathi lithuba lokuthi labo betshengisele ukuthi bona bangadlala bangakanani nxa bedlala nethina enkulu enjenge-Highlanders. Kodwa ngisathemba hayi uzaba umdlalo omnandi esizawulanda ngaso.
Imidlalo yeviki lesihlanu kwisigaba se-Premier Soccer League iqala ngomgqibelo lapho kule midlalo elandelayo. Iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lizadlala lele-Tenex ngaseluveve, kuthi iqembu leze-PC Kariba lizadlala lele-FC Platinum ngasenyamunga. Iqembu leHarare City lizadlala lele-Cranbourne Bullets ngase-National Sports Stadium. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizadibana lele-Triangle ngase-Sakuva, kuthi elenkezi Platinum Stars lizanqikelana lele-Yada ngase-Baobab. Kweminye imidlalo yangesonto iqembu leManyika Diamonds lizadibana lele-Cape United ngase-Sakuva, ele-Wawa lizadlala lele-Herentals ngase-Ascot, kuthi ele-Dynamos lizadibana lele-Chicken Inn ngase-National Sports Stadium. Kolunye udaba olumelana lomdlalo wenguqu, iqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu lehlulekile ukuba ngelinye lamaqembu aza kuyabhatheka kumncintiswano wokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi lase-Africa ozaqhutshelwa kwele Morocco ngemva kokunqotshwa elikwenziwe liqembu leBotswana. Iqembu leMighty Warriors libe ngojikelobhanqa 3-3 nxa kuhlanganiswa impumela yemidlalo emibili eliyidlalele leBotswana, kodwa elasebotswana lidlulele phambili ngoba lona lihlohle kaningi lidlala lingekho ngekhaya. Kuhlandela kuqala elidlalelwe eHarare ngolwesihlanu, iqembu leBotswana linqobe nge-3-1, kuthi emdlalweni wesibili iqembu leZimbabwe linqobe nge-2-0 emdlalweni odlalelwe khona leBotswana. Umqeqeshi weqembu leMighty Warriors uSithethelelwe Sibanda uthi kwelizayo ukuzamele balungiselele ngcono njengeqembu ukuze bathuthukise amathuba abo okuphumelela.
I hope in future we can prepare better for competition.
Ngithemba kwelakusasa sizalungiselela ngcono, ikakhulu nxa sikwazi ukuba kula midlalo yeligi kuyeke kumele sithathe isikhathi eside silungiselela sendawonye njengalokho okwenziwe ngamaTswana. Bona abakade sebelamaviki amathathu bengene enkamelo, okutho ukuthi bebevele sebephambi kwethu kukho.
Umdlalo webhola labesifazane lokhu ungakavuselelwa selokhu waqhamuka umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 njalo uvele ubuqhuqhezela phambilini kwalokho ngoba bekunokudoniselana kwenkokheli okudale ukuba kube nzima ukuba kubunjwe iligi yamaqembu aphuma kuwo wonke amagumbi amane akwele Zimbabwe. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanjini.
Woza Friday namhla sinomculi womdumo weRumba ushadlekileyo ehamba leqembu lakhe elizibiza Injabulo Classic Rhythms, bephethe isingile yabo entsha. Umthungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba.
Salingoma sithi incindabophe, nango umholi weqembu uShadrack Moyo odabuka eMachinge ePlumtree.
Ngithanda ukubingelela bonke abalaleli beStudio 7 kule isingli engikhuphileyo ethi incindabophe. Ngikhuluma ngentombi lapha esigabeni engaziphathanga kuhle, kodwa abantu kumbe ngithi amadoda ayibona ngelinye ilihlo. Bonke bayibangisana le ntombi bengabi le ndaba lokuziphatha kwayo, bekhangelele ukuthi kukhona okunye ukuhle abakuthola kiyo, kodwa intombazane engaziphathanga kuhle.
Kanje usuhambe okunganani emculweni moya?
Ngaqala ukuhlabela ngomnyaka ka-2008. Sengilamandla lade amathathu. Lale isingle kutsho ukuthi ngiyesine. Okwamanje ngilungiselela i-albhamu yesihlanu. Thank you.
abangathanda ukuthenga ingoma zakho bazithola njani?
Ngiyatholakala ekhasini leFacebook Injabulo Classic Readings, njalo bakhona ukungichuma kumakhalekhukhwini kuWhatsapp ku-plus 263 327 9 22 071. Yikho lapho engitholakala khona.
Yiwaphi amazwi owatshiyela abalandeli?
Ngizathanda kubonga abalandeli usekelo lwabo basinike lona enyakeni yonke le. Ngithi bengapheli amandla, beqhubeke besichasa ukuze siqhubeke senza umculo omnandi, umculo obakhuzayo, umculo obafundisayo, umculo obadidizayo.
Shadrack Moyo leqembu lakhe le Injabulo Classic Rhythms.
Wanqinda ngeke ukhumbule muva, wanqinda ngeke uyele ekhaya, wanqinda futhi uphinde njalo nenqinda wophela intombazane, nenqinda wobuluju lwenyosi.
Sobo wethu sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhosela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa losobawo umnumzana umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa losobawo weBotswana umongameli Mokgweetsi namhla baphawule ngokusemthethweni umhlangano wobudlelwane bamazola omabili edolobheni leVictoria Falls ngokusayinelana ezinye njalo izivumelwane zokusebenzelana. Abenkampani yamakhalekhukhwini iNet1 sebekhuphule imali yamagagasi kamakhalekhukhwini idatha ngesilinganiso esedlula okuphindwe kabili. Kuwoza Friday namhla silomhlabeleli werumba uShadrack Moyo ehamba leqembu lakhe lenjabulo Classic Rhythms bephethe isengeli yabo entsha. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo Praxedes Jeremiah Benilo Chris Gande. Ngisithi asibaneni kusasa. Libe lempelasonto elithubela.